Tonight I'd like to give gratitude for all the earlier workers who must have sacrificed a lot to really put into practice all that Mrs. Eddy has said in this great science. Earlier in my study, I was finding it difficult to make any demonstrations. I was reading a lot and learned a lot of the truth, but I wasn't really having any demonstrations, so I kept praying. And this citation from Science and Health, the explanation of it has been very helpful. The way to extract error from mortal mind is to pour in truth through flood tides of love. It dawned on me after reading something an earlier worker had written that I was doing a lot of the pouring in of truth. I knew a lot of it. I was declare it. But the emphasis is on the flood tides of love. And I understood, I really did not understand how to apply that. And what I read explained that what that means is to love the spiritual more. To love, for example, the scientific statement of being, what it's saying, that I am spiritual, that my being is spiritual, that God, I am the expression of God, I am the expression of soul, all the things we read. And another thing was I reminding myself that I have the mind of Christ. This is what the Bible and Science and Health is saying. Am I loving this enough to make it my own, to live as such? And if I am, then I will be very alert to let go of all the suggestions that come and to keep at it no matter what. Now, when I started to live this through Plainfield, I learned to declare in the morning, God is my mind. And when I really did it, I started to make progress. My conviction of the truth of this, of my being as being spiritual, really became more clear to me. And the demonstrations became more. I am so grateful to have learned this because without that, the freedom doesn't come. I'm so grateful for your readings about liberty because this is what everyone is searching for. I certainly was searching for that, and I have found it through Christian Science. So grateful for the readings tonight. So grateful for all the testimonies. So grateful for everything everyone is doing at Plainfield to share this truth with the